Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to Add In Chapters. Come on in. Come have a seat with me. Come sit down. Let's have a little talk. You know how we do it. So how's everyone doing? Hope everyone's doing well and hope everyone is being kind to themselves because life happens, things happen, you know, and you have to be kind to yourself. You have to give yourself grace and you have to allow yourself space to just grow. So please be kind to yourself. But come on in, come on in. Let's talk. I have some very exciting news. If you're not following me on Instagram, please go over and follow me on Instagram. I have you are loved underscore at 2021. Follow me there because I am going to try to build my Instagram appearance, I guess, so present a little bit, but I'm excited. I announced it. I am going to have an interview with the author of Single Sabbatical, and her name is Christy Jordan, and I cannot wait. Like, I am not going to give you any details on this interview. I just wanted to come on and let you know that it will take place and you do not want to miss it because her book is incredible. It's interactive. And if you haven't picked it up yet, it's called Single Sabbatical and it's located in the digital format on Amazon. And it's also located at Barnes & Noble. And one of the cool thing is we are going to actually give a signed copy away. And so ladies, I'm talking to every single person, married, single, entangled, engaged, you know, dating, partner, whatever. This book is so amazing and it's so for you. It's for everyone, okay? It covers so many things, boundaries, really self-evaluating. It's such a good tool for you to use to grow. And I'm so excited, as you can tell. I have my copy. So yes, run and get your copy. And definitely watch out for this interview because it's going to be incredible. And I cannot wait for this interview because I'm so excited to have a sit down and talk with Christy. I have so many questions, like why Single Sabbatical? What, you know, like, okay, so listen, you're gonna have to come back, okay? You're going to have to favorite this podcast and keep an eye out for that interview that's going to be posted next week. And so listen, you don't wanna miss it. It's gonna be great. But as always, I just jumped on to give a shout out. Make sure you guys are doing well. Do a little check-in. I know that it gets tough and make that announcement in regards to the interview because I want you to absolutely tune in to this interview and follow me on Instagram because together we are going to empower, encourage, uplift, and yes, honey, we're going to fix crowns around here. That's what we do. We fix crowns. We do not put anyone down. We encourage, we lift, and we promote, and we empower. So get a part of the team because we are all one, right? I have so many cool things coming up. I have lots of announcements, and I'm so thankful for those that have been listening to my podcast and sending me messages. I love those messages. I didn't even know you can send me a message, but lately I've gotten a few people that have messaged me and one person told me, oh, it's like listening to you in my kitchen. Like, you know, we're just sitting down having talk. And I love that. I appreciate that. That was really good feedback for me because I definitely do not want to add to the world of perfection. I want us to be authentically ourselves. And so you're not going to get an edited version. You are going to get the raw, make a mistake, say a word wrong, don't say the sentence correct. That's what it is. That's what life is about. When you say things, you don't get to be like, oops, let me pull that back in my mouth. And you know, you might be sorry you said it, but you can't go and edit everything. Let it go, people. Let it go. So anyways, Thank you for my audience that have been listening and giving me an opportunity to talk nonsense and share my opinion. And, you know, together we could grow and we could empower the next person next to us. And that's really, all joke aside, guys, really what I love to encourage and what I would love to see happen is that I want people to hear and I want people to have a platform to share their story, because your story is so powerful. Your story is not my story, it's your story. And so I want to discuss different things and I want you to be able to share your stories and be able to grow from it, because you could take your pain, you could take your struggle, and you could turn it into victory. And I don't think I need to tell everyone how awesome they are and how wonderfully made they are and how great they are and how impactful they are. But guess what? I'm telling you, you are amazing. You are going to be impactful. You might already be that, okay? But I'm celebrating you and I'm cheering you on, and that's what this platform is for. It's to uplift you, it's to encourage you, and it is to cheer you on, because every now and then someone needs a cheerleader. And if I could be your cheerleader, I'm here for it, sister. Sometimes I need my own cheerleader. So it's all good. I understand it. But we do never, ever, ever want to sit in fear, and we do not want someone to dictate and tell us what we can and cannot do. Be an author of your book, honey, not the reader. You are the author. That means you get to decide each chapter. And that is what I love about this life. Every chapter is authentically yours. It belongs to you. Embrace it. Love it. You know, walk through it, not around it. Because every chapter in your book makes up the incredible individual that you are. So join me, tune in next time for my interview with Christy Jordan on Single Sabbatical. I cannot wait. Until next time, love, honor, and respect.